Everyone, welcome to your podcast. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined to your podcast by Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, Todd. And thanks for getting up real early to record.
Yeah, it was a normal wake-up time. But boy, I tell you, since transitioning from the East Coast to here, I'm just about done with jet lag. But, oh, it's still, you know, you would think getting up in the morning would be good because I would be waking up normal time on the East Coast because I get up so early, but it's been painful. But anyway, welcome to the show.
yes, definitely. We got lots of stuff here today, so.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to go through. And of course, big news out of New York and NPR and the public radio bubble. They purchased Pocket Cast. So the Pocket Cast app is now under radio control.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. It sounds like they're not going to make a lot of changes, but you know, you never know. But yeah, that Pocket Cast app, that was my go-to app for quite a while. And I definitely like the app. And the guys over at Shift Jelly decided that it was probably a good idea to partner with these guys. They're still going to be running the app so far, or the service. It's more of a, you know, more of a service. And we'll see how it all goes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch, too, because, you know, with NPR and their big push for the RAD protocol, they're saying they're not going to put anything in the app. And this is what makes me go, they say they're not going to put anything in the app to track listeners or anything like that. But I'm kind of surprised that they're actually saying that, being that the folks at NPR, they're really the originators of the RAD protocol that is being worked on, that ultimately goes back and, you know, does that reporting on listeners. So I think it's an interesting comment by them. So I guess we'll see what happens here with this. But the person that's taking over is someone that used to be at iHeart. So if you think about that a little bit, you now have public radio and someone that's from iHeart that is essentially taking over one of the mainstream independent podcaster apps. I think as a podcaster, and if you're watching that app, I think I would be, you know, keeping my eye on it to make sure that, you know, the NPR stuff all of a sudden doesn't, start outstripping all the other listings that's in there. So they say they're not gonna make any changes, but I'm gonna be watching.
Yeah, well, they always say that when somebody first acquires something, they say they're not gonna make any changes, and then later on the changes happen. So, you know, that's, I guess, the reason they bought it. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, but good for them. You know, I'm really happy to see these guys were, you know, make some money on this thing. So it's nice when someone, you know, makes that happen. Let's talk a little bit about hate speech and violence in, or portrayal of violence in podcast. It's reared its ugly head again, hasn't it?
Yep, that's for sure. We had somebody report a show that was hosted by Blueberry. Notice I said was. And, you know, I guess my thing is, yes, we're all for the First Amendment and freedom of speech and all that stuff, but when you start advocating exterminating a type of person based on religion or race or creed or whatever, or anything else illegal, we have no choice but to, you know, take it down.
And there's often a fine line on that. You know, it's okay, and here's the deal, as much as, and I'm as much a purveyor of the First Amendment as anyone else is. But if you are stating an opinion about something or talking about a topic, that's one thing. And I may not like your content, and I have the choice not to listen. You know, that's the beauty of podcasting. It's not being forced on me. But if you cross that line, and make reference to something that portrays violence or hate speech, we're going to have no problem canceling your service whatsoever. And in this instance, you know, the legal team had to suffer through the content to really review. You know, this was after it was being reported. We don't go out and just start looking for shows that are doing any of this type of specific type of content. That's, you know, we just don't do that. And it's Safe Harbors Act. We would be in violation if we did. So, or we'd lose our Safe Harbors Act positioning. So, you know, once someone's reported, though, we do. But, you know, the best thing to do is just drop us an email and let us know. Don't necessarily have to go on social and say, hey, look at these guys. Understand we've got 540,000 podcasts listed in the Blueberry Podcast Directory. Some of them are hosted with us. Some aren't. Some have only stats with us. That happened one time back in the beginning of the year. You know, so the level of integration on the site is really dependent upon where the show's hosted and so forth. But anyway, definitely, if you see something, or you not see something, if you hear something you don't like and you think it's that borderline, let us know. But otherwise, just be aware, hate speech and violence is not
right. And the thing is don't, you know, just because you don't agree with something, as long as they're not portraying something illegal or violent, you know, that then it's okay. But if, you know, if you, you know, feel that it's actually, you know, advocating violence or something like that, and it's not even a political thing, you know, everybody has their political opinion, left, right, center, whatever. And it has nothing to do with that. This one happened to be, you know, radical, you know, right, I guess. But that's, you know, that doesn't matter. If it's, you know, radical left or, you know, just somebody out there being stupid and saying, you know, we should kill somebody or we should do this or we should do that, that's illegal. You know, that's a different thing. And also, you know, the First Amendment doesn't really apply to a private company. So, you know.
But we do appreciate everyone's ability to say what they want to
say. Exactly. You know? Exactly. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's totally a decision by the company.
Yeah.
You know, that is hosting your thing. You know, it's like on YouTube, you know, people complain, well, it shouldn't be on YouTube. Well, maybe it shouldn't be on YouTube, but, you know, that's up to Google.
Yep.
Period. So, anyway.
So, yeah, so enough on that. But, fortunately, that doesn't rear its ugly head very often. Once in a while, we get one of those. So, I want to talk a little bit about, I wrote an op-ed piece, I guess, for a better word. And I posted it over on podcasternews.com. It's entitled Reality Check of RAD or a Podcast Pingback Adoption. And, you know, let me really kind of state on the record here that Blueberry and the team is behind the RAD protocol. We think it would add significant value to podcasters and giving them information that they don't have now. And that would include start, stop, buffering, scrubbing ahead, scrubbing back. Did they listen across the time of an ad in a show, or, you know, just purely on a planning purposes? Are you losing listeners at 20 minutes of a 30-minute show? And you could actually see that information. And really, since podcast inception back in 2004, you know, podcast downloads have been measured and filtered via server logs. And the IAB's got podcast measurement guidelines that 30 plus companies put together that allows everyone to be working on the same level playing field when it comes to measurement for ad reporting. So it's still, you know, that measurement is still going to be king when it comes to ad deals and for your ability to, you know, compare and contrast with your friends that are doing a show. So, but yet there's some companies that are really not yet satisfied with the data provided, the current data, and they still want more data, even though Apple's given this additional analytics data, even though I think that is a little bit, I feel there's some holes there. But RAD is is going to be hard to employ because you need, you know, Apple's got like 65% of the market, you know, and then everybody else falls in line behind that. So in order to get good adoption, you just need all these companies to participate and apps to participate and add the code. And it's a very big hill to climb upwards. You know, Mike, it's really what it boils down to is if you think about what are how many podcast apps are there? 20, 25, 30?
Oh, at least.
So what we've, you know, what we are going to require is these, in order to get this broad spectrum of data, is we have to have all these independent, you know, just like Pocket Cast, independent apps to implement RAD. Now, I know folks like Marco over at Overcast, there's no way he's ever going to implement RAD. He thinks we've got enough good data already with downloads. Mm-hmm. And why do we need this extra data? So that app is never going to get RAD added to it.
At least not until somebody else adopts it and then everybody wants it and starts bugging him, maybe. But yeah, well, I know what you mean.
He's gonna fight tooth and nail against it, you know. So and you know, and I understand too, and if I play devil's advocate on my own point here, is that, you know, do we have enough data already? And do we need this additional layer of data to get information on, you know, did they really listen? I at this point, I don't, you know, I know we have a story already. I know we have, you know, really data since 2005 to back up how people listen to podcasts. So I think those of you that are in the podcasting space just need to be aware of the RAD protocol and the work being done to try to implement it. And the spec is still kind of in work. So please take a look at the article that I wrote, and then as time goes on, we'll keep you informed on what's going on with it. But this, I just wanted to kind of let you guys know that, you know, this RAD thing is progressing, but I think we're doing so with caution.
Yeah, and like, and as you said, with Apple, you know, some of the data is intermittent, I guess would be kind of what I would call it, because, you know, certain right. shows are getting a lot of data, certain shows are not getting as much. And that is a great subset of the data, so you can kind of extrapolate, you know, what's happening on Apple is likely happening everywhere else as well.
Yep.
But, you know, unless Apple adopts RAD and you know, some of these major apps adopt it, it's going to be a, you know, a tough row to hoe, you know?
Yep. Well, anyway, that's basically RAD. So you can read more about it and search for it on Google as well if you want more details. So, Mike, I get on a jet plane again on Wednesday and head to Columbus. So I'll be in the office. Well, actually, I may be meeting you guys for dinner. I don't get into about 5, but the entire team, well, not the entire team, but the founders of the company are heading towards Columbus for our annual, I like to call it a retreat. That drives Angelo crazy. It's not really a retreat. If you're in Columbus or Chicago or wherever, one of the other places we've had it, but it's where we huddle for an entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and work out, and, you know, reset, work out the rest of the priorities for the rest of the year and come up with great ideas and eat good food and probably drink too much. And
Oh, yeah. I'll be down there on Thursday just before the meeting there to meet with everybody. So that'll be fun.
But then you're headed to Hamfest or something. You're going to something, right?
Yeah, I'm going to the what used to be called the Dayton Hamvention. Now it's in Xenia, Ohio, over by Dayton. And it's a three-day giant ham convention, ham radio convention. So I'll be over there, not representing Blueberry, but just there to as an attendee.
So you're going to be getting your geek on, looking at all the new gear and everything that's out there and catching up with friends, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we got friends flying in from all over. I belong to a group. You'll laugh. It's called the International Order of Crazies. Have a mild interest in ham radio, and we love food. So, you know.
Oh, awesome. So it's going to be a full weekend for you, too. So let's talk a little bit about some sports stuff going on.
Yes. I've just noticed lately I'm getting some, you know, I take care of all of the account deletions. You know, when someone wants to leave or what for whatever reason, I'm the one that takes care of that. And I've noticed a few of them now that people are leaving Blueberry. And it, like I said, it happens to all these companies. We swap customers all the time. So if you're going to leave Blueberry, there's still no need to delete the entire account at Blueberry, because you can be in our directory and have control over the directory listing. You know, and so what you do is you just turn off the payments, you know, so you could do that right in the dashboard. And then when you're, you know, completely moved over to your new host, put your new RSS feed in the settings and your listing at Blueberry stays, you know, on. You might as well be part of it and have control of it.
That's right. And that's the beauty. We're a directory and a service.
Right. And, you know, and there's not very many other companies out there that also have a directory that invites people that aren't using our services to be there.
And I think the important thing there about the, you know, we're just another syndication point. And, you know, you can continue to have your show on the Roku, on our Blueberry channel on the Roku. And of course, you know, take advantage of our free stats if you're on a service that supports that. So, you know, that's really kind of the beauty here. You can continue to use some of the services and keep in touch and sure. Stay connected and getting data.
Yeah. And it's, you know, kind of a handy, you know, just a, you know, it's a handy directory for people, you know, especially with that. We have that MyCast thing on blueberry.com for listeners that, you know, not very many people use, but you can use that to make a playlist, basically, that you can subscribe to in any app or, you know, on your Roku, you know, and watch. I love watching video podcasts that way. I get, you know, I've got a playlist over at Blueberry. And I have, you know, I'm signed into the Blueberry app and Roku, and all my video podcasts are lined up right there, and it works great. And, you know, why not have your show be there as well? You know, it doesn't have to be video. Audio works the same. You know, some people do like to listen to podcasts on their TV. So anyway, but, you know, like I said, there is benefits to staying listed on Blueberry.
So what else is going on with the, you know, what's some other stuff you want to cover on the support side, Mike?
Not too much. You know, I've also gotten people that want us to remove their show from the Blueberry directory because they think it's going to hurt their search engine optimization. It's not. It's not going to hurt it any worse than Apple would. You know what I mean? So, you know, don't worry, you know, that we're going to take all your Google juice. We deprecate those search results, I think. Is that how that works, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah, we deprecate.
We purposely put no follow on a lot of the... So basically what we do is we don't want... And some people think this is a little weird. We don't want Blueberry to be impacting... We don't want Blueberry to be the number one listing for your show. We want your show to be number one. You know, so that's really the key here is that... that's kind of the goal for that. It's actually self, it's, you know, it's kind of impacting on our side, but we just want to make sure that your show is always number one in the search results.
Yeah. And so, like I said, you know, just having your show in the directory is not going to hurt your Google juice because we purposely make it so it doesn't. It's just another syndication point, just like Apple and Stitcher and so on, as we discussed, you know, a minute ago.
Right.
So I'm kind of out. It's a little short today, Todd.
Well, that's fine. And you get in and get out. And it's when you're done, you're done. That's, you know, that's the thing about podcasting, Mike, that we need to remind folks. You know, if you're doing a 30-minute show or a 40-minute show and you only have 30 minutes of content, don't do fill to take it to the end of the show. You know, exactly. Get done because you don't want to waste your listeners' time. So we're not going to waste your time.
Yeah.
And follow our own advice. But how can they reach us?
Just email yourpodcast@blueberry.com for, you know, both Todd and I. If you want to talk to either one of us, Todd@blueberry.com or Mike@blueberry.com.
There you go. So everyone, thanks for tuning into your podcast. If you had a topic you want us to cover, make sure you reach out to us and say, hey, we'd like to have you talk about this on your podcast. After all, it's your podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time on your podcast.